of you, I think of the you know, all these 25 years of ministry supporting the work over in missions, you know, you cannot but give thanks to God. Okay, the first part. Let's try the first part, he said. We give thanks to God always for you all. Okay, can you see that naturally applied? Let's do that a little bit more confidently. We give thanks to God always for you all. Okay, second part of it. It's just simply making mention. Okay, making mention of you in our prayers. And that's all there is to it. Making mention of you in our prayers. Together. Making mention of you in our prayers. Okay, together, the whole verse now. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. And I think that should be the most natural thing for us to do over and against everything. Okay, now let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, looking at verses 1 and 8 in particular. Although the rest are not unimportant, but I think it is these two verses which we're going to concentrate on this morning. That's about all the time we have to consider this word. Okay? If you were to ask yourself, or those of you who are using your Greek text, you might want to just take a look at some of these things so that you can benefit from the study of the text very carefully. Sometimes when we look at the English text, we read it so often that we just cannot get anything out of it further. And so sometimes when we read the text in its original, the Greek New Testament, we are challenged to consider it all over again. What is it saying to us? So I want to share this with you, some insights from this particular text from the Greek New Testament, which will help us to understand the place of prayer. Okay? The first thing you want to notice is that Paul said, first of all, I don't know whether there are lots of things in life to look at, many, many, many things, which is first of all. That is the primacy of prayer in Paul's life. That's the primacy of prayer for all our lives. How much do we pray? If we pray only because we have to, exam time, because we have a desperate need, that's not first of all. But Paul is telling us, make it first of all. As you begin each day, make it first of all. Not just first, but of all the things you do, make it first of all. That is the challenge to pray. I wonder whether we can make that. This week, we're all going to be in India. I don't know. Have you ever thought of what it is? I usually don't like to travel with the other pastors. Nothing wrong with them. But if I die, they can carry on. Rather not travel with them if there is a preference. Sometimes cannot be helped. But I would rather not travel on the same plane with them. Any mishap. As you grow older, this becomes more and more my desire. That if possible, if we must go, cannot all go together. Not because of anything, but because it's just practical. First of all, would you make this your prayer this week? First of all. Pray. Not because we are scared, not because we are worried, not because of anything, but because it is good practice, first of all. Now, sometimes people tell me, Pastor, I really don't know how to pray. And my prayers may be not very significant. Would God still hear my prayers? Now, take a look at this particular word here, and you will see in the English text, it will say, first of all, that supplications, comma. Can you see the word comma there? Not a word, but can you see the notation there? Comma. And then prayers, comma. Intercessions, comma. Right? And giving of thanks. Correct? Right? Don't make it very normal. But if you read the Greek text very carefully, you see a comma there, William? No comma. Correct. You know, there are no commas there. There's not even an end. We call this a special technique of writing where the author is trying to make a very special statement here. We call this, the technical term is called an asyndeton. Literally, well, what does that mean, an asyndeton? He did not run out of ink, therefore he had no time to put, you know, a comma and things like that. What he really means is that he does not distinguish between types of prayer. There are different types of prayer. But when God hears prayers, he does not distinguish your type of prayer. Prayers, every prayer is important. And I spoke to my heart. That really spoke to my heart. I had somebody who wrote from Perth. And this person wrote and said to me, dear Pastor, on Monday, 2 weeks ago now, on Monday, I just felt a great burden to pray for you. I don't know why, I have never felt that before, but I just felt that I must pray for you by name, and I just prayed, Lord, you just look after Pastor Charlie. I don't know why, but I must pray. Then she wrote, what happened on Monday? Is there something happened on Monday? So I wrote to say thank you very much for being concerned and for praying. Because on that particular Monday, I suffered an attack of vertigo. And I was just rendered weak and helpless. You see? You don't know when you can pray. You need to pray. How to pray. Suddenly, you feel that you must pray. Could I encourage you to understand that is how the Spirit of God moves hearts, and then we pray. Now, there are different types of prayers. No question about it. And we have this thing here. Now, in the particular English text we read, I exhort first of all, then we read supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Is there a difference in all these things here? And the answer is yes. Now, we may not be experts in intercession like Moses was. Nevertheless, our prayers count. I hope you understand what it means for us to understand what supplication is. To me, supplication is a very, very tender word. Ultimately, all prayers will have to be understood in actual experience. I mean, there's no question about it. It's only when you pray and, you know, a person is very, very important to you, very close to you, you can pray the way prayers ought to be made. Now, the word here is the word make, right? To be made for all men. Can you see this word made here? Prayers are not just read from a book. Prayers are to be made. How do you want to make your prayer? And it is important that we understand that prayers are made and they are then offered to God. And the word make is from where we get the word poem. And you make a poem very carefully. And you present it, as it were, as a prayer. What are supplications? Supplications are when you feel very, very deeply. Maybe that will not come to too many times. But supplications are when, you know, you feel so deeply. Sometimes you don't know how to find the words to express yourself. There are some of these things are clearly etched in mind. Not all times you will find this word supplication. But I remember a little five-year-old boy. That five-year-old boy was very, very, very sick. The doctor had been called. He was blue in the face. He couldn't breathe. I held him in my arms and I prayed. It was my son. I said, Lord, thank you for giving him to me for 5 years. If he dies, I will still love you and trust you. Supplication is deeply emotional. It is, because that's your son's life you hold in your hands. You cannot but pray with that kind of depth of emotion. There are only a few occasions when you could say, I make supplication. The doctor had been called and he gave him an injection and he said, if he cannot clear this, here is a letter, rush him to hospital, otherwise he will be in danger. And then God heard and God answered a prayer because he threw up everything that could be thrown out. And it was nothing but phlegm. And he slept. And he was spared. I have never forgotten that moment of prayer to today. He's 38 years old. It's 33 years ago now. You never forget what it means to supplicate. In supplication, you offer nothing but just your heart, your love, your faith, your trust, and everything else. God loves to hear people pray like this. Our prayers will be heard because they come from deep within our hearts. And every parent can pray like this. We should. Don't pray lifting holy hands in doubts. Don't lift up holy hands in anger. When we pray for our children with doubts and anger, we don't pray well. Yes, they may make us angry. They may frustrate us. They don't listen. They don't do their lots of the reasons. But the way to pray is to supplicate, is to pray with your heart, to pray with deep emotion, to pray with deep feeling. If you ever entered into supplication, you will understand what this is. But supplication cannot be sustained easily. You cannot pray for everyone in the same manner because you don't relate to people in the same manner. You can't. And so we pray. That's why the word prayers was offered. And prayers. Sometimes supplication, sometimes general prayers. Sometimes intercession. Intercession is where you pray for something and it doesn't happen. No answers. So what do? You pray again. And it still doesn't work. What do? You pray again. And again. and again. That's intercession. Because there are times when it is difficult to figure out why things are what they are. And all we have is just simply prayer. I think if all people who must learn how to pray, parents must learn how to pray like this. When do we stop praying for our children? We don't. They've all grown up and with children and family. When do we stop? We can't. And we just keep praying. So many things can still go wrong in life. So what do? We lift up holy hands and we intercede. We get too discouraged too easily. We look at life and it's so hard. We just quit praying. And we shouldn't. It's always too early to quit praying. We pray. Lifting up holy hands. At verse 8, this is so important. And what does it really mean to make prayers like this? Sometimes it is also just simply the giving of thanks. I was just very deeply touched yesterday when one of our doctors came up and he notices that I have an eczema problem with my hands. I've never had eczema on my hands before. And then realized that I can't use regular soap. So I said to him, you know, you go to the hospital, alcohol is so drying, also no good. So you're going over there to India, you shake 500 hands, you got to wash hands. Okay? I mean, seriously, you got, just for hygiene reasons, you just have to. So I asked him, is there any kind of soap out there that is soap-free soap? Alcohol-free soap, but it still would do the job, but without creating this, making the eczema thing worse. So he came yesterday and he brought two big, heavy things already. And then he had even smaller ones, this for your container, so you can pour into it just for your travel purposes. And I really give thanks. I really give thanks to God, you know, for people who care like this. On Thursday, I made an appointment to see an ENT, to see what he will say. He said, Pastor, I will give you a quick medical checkup to rule out anything. Okay, and whatever you have, I can tell you, because straight away, if you have any brain stem problem, if you have any tumor growing, you can't do the things I'm going to tell you to do. So he said, I cleared all my tests. But he says, usually people, when they get a vertigo problem, it takes them about a week to fully recover. I say, yeah, I understand. I had a few hours. My few hours a week were same. And then he said to me, what I'd like you to do is to go and get your hearing done. Wow. So I got my hearing done. And then I passed the thing over to the person who was going to test my hearing. Then I noted a little sign there. And the doctor told the person, bill my clinic. Now, twice I've seen this. And I was just so deeply moved. Now, if the doctor doesn't want to charge me, I am grateful. Okay? But he goes on, you go to another clinic, you check them out, and when you go down there, pass them this note from me. And he says, bill him. Can you see? How can the heart do anything but to give thanks? That's what it is. And he said, Pastor, anytime okay, anytime I'm going to be here to support you. Wow. You see, so prayers are things that will actually arise naturally out of the circumstances of life. It is not, okay, I'm going to set aside this time for praying, which is good if you can keep up the discipline. But if you cannot, and if you feel that you need to pray for any one of us as pastors, I want to tell you that every prayer you make counts for something. This is the significance of an asyndeton. There is no comma. There is no end. There is no but. It means that every single expression of prayer is of significance to God. That's how you write in Greek to teach something important. You use a special technique and it's called an asyndeton to write it. Okay? It will not appear very easily understood because it's just simply an absence of a comma which you expect but it's not there, or a conjunction which should have been expected but it's still not there. We call this an asyndeton. And usually it is when you are deeply moved by something, you use that technique. And I think that when we look at prayer, you cannot help but be moved. Prayer is entirely, intensely, very real and personal. It's something that you can barely teach another person to do. You cannot tell the person, "You pray for me." The person will or won't. Very much depends upon the relationship that you have with God and with the person for whom you pray. If there is a lacking of relationship with God and for the person you pray, no prayers will be forthcoming. You cannot make those prayers. They won't come. It's just like writing a poem. Every week I'm challenged to write new poems. You know, and you begin to realize that you just cannot say, it's a poem on demand. Okay, write on this topic. I can't. I really cannot. But when I'm deeply moved because I read the Lord's Word carefully, then the poems come. They just come. And the words just come. Such is prayer too. So when Paul says, first of all, we must make prayers, any kind, intercession, supplication, giving of thanks, then prayer becomes extremely personal and meaningful. So when news came about Song Ling, Alina was the one, the daughter wrote to me, and so she said to me, "Pastor, I am so, so scared." Of course, you understand that. But then Alina, we've known her since a little girl. She grew up in church. Then, of course, when she came for internship for almost a whole year. So when she said, "Pastor, I am so scared," you can feel the sense of fear with her. So what do? You pray. Naturally, you pray. You know, it's something that we need to look at very, very carefully. So sometimes when people ask me, "Pastor, are you worried about going over for missions work, one episode after the other?" Am I worried? Frankly, no. Would I be concerned if I suffered a heart attack, I had a stroke, I had a thrombosis, a DVT problem? They're exploring the possibility that chances are that Song Ling may have a DVT problem. Which means what? Possibly he sat for many, many, many hours on the aeroplane and a deep vein thrombosis occurs. It is traveling, it is moving, and it causes a collapse. Or they're exploring that right now. You're not sure what it is. But there we go. So what do? Do we just quit work and tell people, sorry, I've done my part, that's it? I don't think so. Many years of work put in. How should we respond further? How did we begin our work in India? 20 people. Was there certainty about that work? Yes. 25 years later, we see it's just like Bethany all over again, from 20 to 1,000 people in 25 years. Where is the place of prayer? Primacy. This is the place of prayer. And I am going to ask you to pray. So Paul says, how do I ask you to pray? Paul says, I beseech you. I cannot command you. I cannot make demands. I can only beseech you. Would you pray because you love the Lord? You like to commune with Him? Would you pray because you love the Lord's people? Would you pray because there are needs there to be met? Would you pray because you love us? And you will pray because this is something you want to do. And in every prayer that comes out of a heart of compassion, out of a heart of love, God hears those prayers. They may not be great prayers. They may not be strong prayers. This is why Paul lumped the four different types of praying. How long does a person give thanks? Few seconds, few minutes. How long does a person pray in intercession? Maybe an hour. You know, whether it is 5 minutes or whether it is an hour, God hears and answers each and every prayer. This is the meaning of the application of what we call an asyndeton, a technique of writing, to tell us that every single prayer is important. And we must pray. I'm going to ask you to pray. Let's pray together. This morning, as we pray together, I'm just wondering whether you could look into your own heart. Have you ever prayed for missions work? Have you ever prayed for the pastors? Have you ever prayed for anybody else outside your family? That is what Paul was trying to encourage people to do. Learn to pray. Until, first of all, primacy of prayer takes over. How we need to thank God for people who pray. And I want to thank you all for telling me that you will be praying. It means a lot. Thank you for this 25 years of ministry together, helping India. We would not have been able to do any of these things, accomplish great things, if it had not been the primacy of prayer. I'm going to invite those of you who have never prayed like this for people, for missions, for the work of the Lord, to this morning begin. And you let your heart say, yes, I will learn how to pray first of all. I want to thank you for really caring enough to pray. For those of us who are parents, grandparents, please never, never cease to pray. Whether they are in hard, difficult times, or easy ones, we never cease to pray. Our Father, we thank you that our prayers matter. Our hearts are challenged and moved that no matter what kind of prayers we offer to you, they will be heard. They are precious to you. Teach us how to make prayer a primary, something that is of primacy, priority in our life. We ask you to help us to become a more prayerful church as we enter into the 40 plus 2 years. Help us to understand what it means to be a praying church. Praying for people in need, praying for the pastors, praying for the work to be done overseas, praying that you will protect and preserve, praying for the next generation. Teach us how to pray. And now we ask you to bless this offering that we give to. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's ask the Lord to bless us before we go from here. And now may this great God, our Father, who has given us the privilege of praying, hear and answer even as we pray. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to make prayer something that is of great vital importance. May the Spirit of God teach us how to pray. Move our hearts to pray. To the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.